Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most companies know the value of having healthy employees, yet our next guest says so few actually put into place simple wellness programs that can help make that more of a reality. Suzette van der Westhuizen is a lifestyle, wellness, and leadership coach, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Lexington, South Carolina. Suzette, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
All right, now let's talk about this subject of workplace wellness, how you got involved in it, and then we'll try to take the topic from there.
I started off my career as an optometrist, and I think it was during those days when I saw patients, how many of them presented with things like obesity and type 2 diabetes. And then a journey took me through the pharmaceutical industry. Now I'm at a point where I feel very strongly about preventing illnesses before they manifest. And that is how the workplace wellness program started that I'm running.
All right, so give us a description of what your view of a healthy workplace looks like.
A healthy workplace is really a place where people take care of their employees. So it is a culture change that needs to happen. It is where leaders lead in a healthy way. So they protect their time. They don't work crazy hours. We need to move away from that idea where the longer you work, the more hours you work, the more productive you are, and the better leader you are. So a healthy workplace is really a place that supports that mindset. And where we support our employees across various aspects of lifestyle. And that is things where we look at nutrition, we look at physical activity, stress management, restorative sleep, social interaction, which was something that came up very much during COVID, is obviously the disconnect that we had with our people, and then the avoidance of harmful substances like drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. An organization that is mindful about the wellness of the organizations is an organization that's going to have happier, healthier employees that doesn't sit on the brink of burnout.
Can you share with us a few examples of some real world steps that companies are taking now to put this into action?
Yes, absolutely. So the exciting thing is that about 80% of large American companies already have wellness programs in place. The sad thing is that those programs very often fail. And it is because a lot of the organizations just see it as they're offering yoga classes or putting fruit in the break room, and then they can tick the box that we're a healthy organization now. Now, those are good things to start off with, but we really need to make things practical. We need to have things in place like we need to talk to our people, for instance. We need to understand exactly what it is that the employees want, and we don't need to give them what we think they want. And then we need to look at the people's daily rhythms. So simple things like what is served in the cafeteria or what is available in the vending machine and in the meeting rooms. If I can share one mind-blowing statistic with you, and that is that the American Journal of Preventive Medicine recently estimated that ultra-processed foods contribute to approximately 124,000 premature deaths annually. So if we can be mindful about the ultra-processed foods, now those are things like ready meals, it is sweets, it is chips, those things that we stock our vending machines with. If we can be mindful about what is stocked in the vending machine, we can actually help lowering that number of deaths yearly. That statistic is for adults in the age of 30 to 69 range. And that is the working people, that is our employees, that is so unhealthy. So if we just start looking at the availability of food in the workplace, it's already going to make a huge difference. And then something small, like encourage walking breaks, stand-up meetings, or just having some quiet time during the day. Research has shown that if people do light walking or just moving around in a room, that it activates the creative side of the brain. So instead of sitting in your desk trying to solve a problem, go outside or just walk around a little bit. So it's small things like that that an organization can do to get their people to a place where they're just a little bit more healthy.
Well, Suzette, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome, Mike.
Suzette van der Westhuizen is a lifestyle, wellness, and leadership coach, and she joined us by phone from her office in Lexington, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.